Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
All right, Ben, we got a lot to cover. Let's get to it. First of all, we're without Chris.
Yeah.
That's okay. We don't need Chris.
We don't need him. Fuck him.
So, first things first, congratulations, you're married.
I am. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you were in Jamaica. Is that right?
Yeah, for 7 days.
How was it?
Fantastic.
How many people in Jamaica talked about Cool Runnings?
Zero.
There was no Cool Runnings debate, talk. Did you see? It wasn't like playing on. Is there like a Times Square in Jamaica where they just play Cool Runnings nonstop?
No. There was an instance where Cool Runnings had the perfect opportunity to be brought up, and it was not.
Okay, so you're married. We should say, I actually was the reverend at your wedding.
You were. You were the officiant.
I married Ben and his lovely wife, Sonia.
Yeah.
It was a magnificent occasion.
The ceremony was fantastic, I thought.
But we also did finish the two songs for your wedding.
We did. And I'd like to add that I think they turned out great.
I agree. I mean, they turned out. They could have turned out better. We ran out of time, sort of. But they were.
Yeah, I hate to say that though, because I mean, Jamie and Shoddy and all the guys put so much work and effort into it. You know what I mean?
It was
so much more than I could have hoped for.
Right.
So I mean, I thought they were fantastic.
No, I didn't think they were bad. I'm just saying. This is not a shot at Jamie and Shoddy. This is actually more a compliment that they could have done better with more time and more effort. There was just a lot of things were going on at the same time.
My favorite thing about that was, though, is that, like, in my head, there was, when we originally set out with this project, there was, like, you know, two different styles that I was kind of debating of which I wanted, and it kind of worked out perfect that without me asking or hinting, it kind of forked into two.
Right.
And it was exactly what I wanted without having to ask for people to use a lot of their own free time for me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's what I like about it.
We're so far behind on podcasting. I feel horrible.
Yeah, maybe this one should be a long one just to update everybody.
Maybe. Well, this is not a funny podcast. This is more, let's get the information out, which is what people want.
It's like an information podcast.
Right. It's like an infomercial that you download and listen to. Because usually the problem is infomercials, you want to watch a lot of infomercials, but they're only on late at night and you can't always stay up late to watch them. Now you can download them and listen to them while you're working or sitting in front of your computer or listen to an infomercial at any time.
There's something I'd like to add, if I may.
Go for it.
I don't want people to think that it's just not funny because Chris isn't here with us at the second that we're doing this.
No, it's the nature of the beast. We had to get the information out.
I know that Chris gets the majority of the chuckles by people when they listen to these, but what they don't know is that Danny and I write all of Chris's material ahead of time. And basically, it's like, Chris is like he's like Shaq.
Right.
He's like 300 pounds of nothing, but we're like the Steve Nash. We're throwing that nice alley-oop pass to him. We're setting his ass up.
I spend my entire week crafting the jokes for him and figuring out ways to make myself look like an idiot so that he can make fun of me. And I know it sounds ad-libbed. That's just because we're all, like, finely trained voice actors.
Well, and it just credits our writing style.
Which Chris refuses to do. He won't write. To be fair to him, he can't write. He doesn't even know how to spell.
No.
He's dyslexic, he says, but I think he's just lazy and stupid.
Yeah, and he also doesn't know north, south, east, or west.
Which is why he's not here right now.
Nope, he's in Alaska right now, looking for the Pasadena off-ramp.
All right, well, before he gets back, why don't we go ahead and play these songs? I don't think I should. I guess I could just describe them a little. One of them is supposed to be an 80s rock ballad, sort of love rock ballad, and that one is... Love Is Not. And then the other one is more like an indie guitar mandolin song. Jamie plays the mandolin on it. And that one is called Take Me Home. So here they go.
In love with a lad, a trite and predictable set. But maybe there's a reason why stupid love stories never die. We're all in love's debt. Sometimes in a public place, you'll eat the food right off my plate, as if all that is mine is yours. Your giggle makes me laugh out loud. Even though we're in a crowd, we both end up on the floor. So take me home, take me home, take me home, take me home. And love is not a guarantee, where what you get is what you see. It's a wish, it's thirst, it's hope.
You about we've never done this before, but I've been listening to another, you know me, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I probably listen to 8 hours of podcasts a day on average.
It makes the day go by for you.
So I've been scouring through the worldwide interwebs looking for podcasts, and I download probably 3 or 4 new shows a week and try to listen to them, and most of them are just horrific. They're unlistenable.
I just add real quick that when Danny and I listen to new podcasts, we desperately, desperately want them to be good. We're not saying like, hey, we do a show, this is why we're better than you.
Right. No, absolutely not.
It's so above that, because we get so bored with our day-to-day activities that we just want to be entertained. We hope that we find people that are really good and really funny and can keep us wanting more. So I just wanted to say
that is absolutely true. And I try to listen to them, because I know that it's right when you first start listening to a podcast, your automatic reaction is, all right, what do these guys have to offer? Who are these guys? It's like they have to show you something funny right off the bat. Otherwise, it's hard for you to listen. It takes you a while to be an actual fan. So I try to listen to a full episode of podcasts, but sometimes it is really, really hard. It just seems... It's honestly physically painful to listen. But my point is that I found a podcast that I truly enjoy. So if there are all our listeners out there, this is our absolute first shout out. This is a recommendation for 5 tacos and a taco.
Wait, is that Paco?
Yeah, I told Ben about this podcast already, and he kept saying, wait, 5 Pacos and a in a taco or five tacos in a paco? Wait, paco and paco. And I was like, listen, Ben, there are two words, five and taco. That's all you need.
It was confusing for me.
It's called Five Tacos and a Taco, and it's all spelled out with letters. If you like our show, you probably will like this show. And basically, it's a list show, which is something that we kind of do this every once in a while. We start making lists, but that's basically their entire show. They do other things too, but their template is just a list.
Which is a good. That's a good format. I like that.
I know,
format.
And now it sucks because we've honestly all been talking about we need to do more lists for some time, and now I've actually contacted these guys and like started telling them that I like their show, and now if they're listening to ours, they'll be thinking that we're copying their show because we're going to be doing more lists. But we've been doing lists for some time, and we intend to continue doing lists.
What I would say to them is I would say, hey, Paco, check the archives. We've been doing lists for a That's long true. Time, my friend.
All right, well...
Well, you know why lists don't work for us? Is because we've tried to do shows with lists, but it kind of requires homework, and none of us do it.
I know.
And then we just... We scramble 2 minutes before we were set to record, and half the time we don't like we'll do a top five list, and I'll have two
have
down.
One,
my other three, I'm just.
I'll have one, and I'll be like, "Well, I'll just figure. I'll see what they say, and then I'll try see what that reminds me of."
So I'll give the Taco Boys some credit.
They definitely do research, and it makes me want to do a little bit more research for our lists. We should come up with better lists ahead of time. To do. I mean, because we kind of run out of things to talk about on this show. We end up just swearing and being racist.
Yeah, and being racist and talking about why we think God isn't real. So, yeah, I mean, the Taco Boys, they're kind of pioneers, you know? They might lead the way for us.
You might say they're pioneeros. Check the archives.
Do it, Paco.
It's a classic in brevity and poignancy. He prayed, "Dear God, your will."
Wait a minute. Speak of the devil, we're getting a call from Chris right now. Should I take this on the air?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
This is old school. Hang on, Chris. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Chris, are you there? Christopher Clemens.
Yeah.
So, you caught us, me and Ben, in the middle of a podcast. How you doing?
Hey, you can't put my voice on here.
The first laugh of the show.
He's just asking how he gets home from Portland.
Yeah, Ben says you just are calling to ask for directions home from Portland because you went the wrong way. When you hit the ocean. So what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. My ETA got stretched out because I had to stop off at the BK Lounge for a fish sandwich.
So how close are you?
I just passed Six Flags.
Oh, so you're about an hour out, right?
At the most.
Okay. Well, maybe me and Ben can stretch this.
Oh, I hope so.
Hey, let me ask you something. At that BK Lounge, did they have cool runnings?
They're not going to have DVDs with Burger King. I'll tell you what they did have. When I walked in there, I thought there was an extra amount of scroungy, homeless, and brown-faced people.
All right.
And then
oh, smart.
So, funny story.
All right. Well, we'll let you go, Chris. Well, hopefully we'll still be running this podcast when you show up.
All right.
All right. I love you.
All right.
How does one trip to the BK Lounge stretch out his ETA an hour?
I don't know.
Does he know that the drive-thru was invented in the 50s? Also, I hope that he was calling from a hands-free headset. This is the state of California, after all.
We could actually turn him in and get him a ticket.
We should do a cop cast.
Let's do it right now.
Okay, you start.
Woo, woo, woo. You're listening to Copcast. Bow, down, bow.
Wait, that was the People's Court.
Yeah, that's, well, hang on.
Do the intro to Cops, the Inner Circle song. Isn't it Inner Circle?
Oh, wait, how does it go?
Bad boys.
Nobody gonna give me no chicken. Police are gonna give me no help. And the soldier man not give me no chicken. And the soldier man not give me no way. Hey, bad boys are bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys are bad boys. What you gonna do?
Cops is filmed on location in front of a live studio. Wait, no.
Wait, that's not possible.
Cops is filmed on location. With the cooperation of, what is it? You know that show better than I do. What do they say?
With the cooperation of the men and women of law enforcement.
Yeah.
I like how your song started out reggae and it finished up like Budapest.
Oh, we got a 443 over here on our farm. We're going to need to help you in a second.
So, yeah. Being a cop here in Portland, it's pretty busy. You stay busy.
I always hate that little intro thing that they do.
It's ridiculous. It's so
it's like, I don't give a shit why Officer Williams is a cop. Nobody gives a shit except for his parents, and they already know the stupid story.
Oh, I got into law enforcement after college, or right out of high school. I always knew I wanted to do something in law enforcement.
They always say, I always wanted to give back to my community.
Bullshit, you just wanted a job.
No kidding. It's like, oh, so your paycheck goes straight back to the community center? Oh, no, you collect that? Then shut the fuck up. I hate when people try to make something out to be more than what it is.
Yeah.
Just say, like, hey, I didn't have to go to a lot of school, they are hiring, and I make a decent wage. Plus, I'm helping out the community. That could be part of it, but that's not the first thing.
Well, the thing about cops is the show is either you can tell within 5 minutes what kind of a cop you're dealing with on the show. Because some of the cops are almost, in a way, worse than the criminals. They get so much pleasure from being smarter and like, yeah, you're more clever than a crackhead. Like, oh, you don't believe his story that someone handed him the drugs. All right, we get it. You got him. You don't have to. Oh yeah, someone put those are your friend's pants, huh? Like they're giving like the little knowing nod to the camera. It's like shut the fuck up. Yeah. All right, we get it. You're better than a crackhead, and you're outsmarting him. You caught him. Let it be. You know what I mean?
You spent 2 years at community college. We get it.
It's almost. I feel it makes you feel bad for the criminal. Now I'm all of a sudden on the side of the criminal, and I'm thinking, fuck this guy. Like, if I had to hang out with one of these two guys, I'm picking the guy that, whatever, the crime is, this small crime he did.
You want to know when I feel bad for the criminal? And I probably shouldn't, because this is going to be a horrible thing to say, but whenever I watch To Catch a Predator, and they catch the guy, and then, what's the guy's name? The host?
Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen, like, sits him down and says, oh, so you were just here for drinks, huh? But in this email, you said, you know, like, don't you just feel bad for him? It's like, all right, the guy's a piece of shit. We get it. Just put him in cuffs and drag him away. Like, that's the worst.
I don't know that this is exactly wrong, because if it's a 12-year-old, that's one thing. But if he thinks it's a 15 or 16-year-old, and it's a girl that really wants to have sex, someone's going to fuck her. Why shouldn't it be him, you know?
But, I mean, it is illegal, and I agree with that, and I'm glad that it is, but I mean, isn't it kind of human nature to feel sorry for the guy who's sitting there being filmed on national TV having to explain why he wrote in an email that he was going to, like, not wear rubber and fuck her in the ass?
Right. It's true. I guess.
Like, who hasn't sent that text message?
It's on fire, and there's no driver at the wheel. And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides. And a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt, and we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine. and the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down, and the billboards are all leering, and the flags are all dead at the top of their poles. It went like this. The buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. On fire, all twisted metal stretching upwards, everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, kiss me, you're beautiful, these are truly the last days. You grabbed my hand and we fell into it like a daydream. Or a fever.
Is this really a song?
Yeah. It's just kind of weird.
How are you supposed to dance to it?
You're not supposed to dance to it.
Is that what the podcast turned into?
No, we were just killing time.
We just did that for an hour and a half.
We couldn't think of anything else.
Was that why you were pissed when I called in?
Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks.
Man.
I missed the way it smelled in here.
Doesn't it smell like pee in here right now?
I don't know what it smells like. It's a potpourri.
No, it smells like cat pee or something.
I thought I was lost, but then I saw the stink lines from the freeway.
Oh, man. Hey, Chris. I was telling Ben that you have a story about the story you were telling me, and I was hoping I could get you to tell it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
About, like, just some weird stuff that went on between you and an ex-girlfriend.
He said you promised you would tell it on the podcast.
I didn't say you promised. Well, I said you...
He said you fucking promised.
Are you talking... I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Okay,
exactly.
You and I were driving back from Ben's wedding rehearsal, maybe.
Oh, this isn't even interesting.
Oh, you kidding me?
And we've talked about this before.
Not on the podcast. I couldn't believe that this was my friend who had lived this.
Oh, God. Well, first off, Ben, how's the wife?
Oh, she's fantastic. She's sleeping in the other room.
Good. We got to call her the missus.
I haven't talked to Ben since he got back from Jamaica.
I haven't talked to you since my actual wedding.
I know, and I've been to like 3 weddings since that.
Really?
No, just one.
Was it as good as mine?
No, it sucked way harder than yours.
So wait, that means that mine sucked.
No, that means yours sucked hard, and it sucked even harder.
Yeah, way harder.
Yours was good. There was a different, there was a preacher there. He wasn't a preacher. He was like a friend of theirs, just like how Danny married you guys.
Yeah.
But his speech was really retarded. It started out with, well, when they asked me to marry them, I first had to study the word marriage. It got me to thinking, what does it really mean? So I checked Webster's dictionary, and it said marriage is blah, blah, blah. But it was just like the most typical.
Cliche.
And then he starts going into what love is and is not, and it just sounded like the song that Danny wrote where he's trying to sound shitty.
Love is not afraid to fly. Love is not an airplane. It's the sky.
Love is not afraid of pain. Love is not a raincoat, it's the rain. Love is not born out of lust. Grows with time through hope and trust. Love is not afraid to fly. Love is not an airplane, it's the sky. Love is not afraid to fail. Love is not a sailboat, it's the sail. Love is not afraid to feel. Love is not a wagon, it's the wheel. Love is not afraid to care. Love is not a Bible, it's a prayer.
Question, why did your mom not dance with me at the wedding? Yeah. I was hoping I could freak with her.
Chris asked your mom to dance at the wedding, and she turned him away.
Wait, we got to investigate what Chris just said. Say that again. You wanted to freak with her?
Yeah, isn't that what kids do now?
Which one of you is a kid?
I don't think I've heard that since like 1990.
Well, I don't know what the fuck people say.
Chris was going to put on the song where it's like, ooh, you're dancing kind of close. Feel a little bump coming through on you. Girl, I think I felt it. Ooh, you know I can't help it.
I was going to request that the DJ play, this is how we do it. It's Friday night.
The party's here on the west side.
Damn, that's a pretty good impression.
How did that song ever get popular?
You guys should do the whole song.
How did it ever stop being popular?
This is how we do it, baby.
I have an idea for a podcast.
What? Is it me screaming?
Danny driving to San Francisco.
Why don't we do a podcast where maybe we'll have a contest where listeners can email in their top choice of a song that Chris and Danny can recreate from start to end a cappella.
That's a good idea. I really like that.
Like, learn every lyric. Somebody has to do, like, some beatboxing. You know, you guys can kind of switch off.
Okay, well,
here's... We might be able to turn that into a whole other podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'll be an entire series. It'll be a different podcast. It's just...
I don't know if it'll be as good as Copcast.
Yeah, we did Copcast while you weren't here, Chris.
Oh, boy.
Ooh-booey.
Ooh-booey.
So... Yeah, email us at shoddyradio@gmail.com and give us a request of a song that you want me and Chris to learn all the way through. But I don't want to get too far off topic because I want Chris to tell Ben the stories that he was telling me.
Well, Ben had some questions. Go ahead with the questions.
He said they're better served off air unless you promise to answer them.
Okay. And I know for a fact he won't want to answer them or hear them on air.
You're right, I won't.
So the stories that I was hearing were just about... I said that sentence wrong. The stories that Chris was telling me were about his ex-girlfriend with whom he had a very volatile relationship. It was sometimes really good and sometimes really bad, basically.
I never said it was really good.
Well, there were parts of it, aspects of it, that could be very good. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like she let you do it with her and other girls at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was really good. You're right. It had its moments.
Isn't that awesome? Have you already heard all these stories, Ben? I guess you probably were living near him, so he probably told you these stories.
Yeah, I think I've heard a lot of them.
Well, can you tell the story of the story you were telling me in the car ride?
Well, this is going to get all serious.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. This is a girl I dated about 3 or 4 years ago, and she was just a sad person. So... If you want to hear
good
about
story,
that,
Chris,
I guess.
Good story.
Yeah.
It started
way to
out
captivate
strong.
Your audience.
Yeah, you got to get us up for the beginning.
Well, it's a tearjerker. This story isn't funny. It's all not right. What we're all about.
It's fun. It's impressive. The story's impressive.
Okay. Well, tell me what you want me to tell.
Well, I don't know. It was just the whole thing about like all the different things that went on, like. You fighting with her.
About
and then,
how she would get on her hands and knees and beg me to take her back.
Well, it wouldn't just... You can't start right there. You have to start about how she would be...
Would she literally get on her hands
she
and
would,
knees?
He was telling me she would start out by being, like, just a total bitch. I mean, this girl could be a... Her bitch level went to 11. You know, like, she could be... She would just scream, like, the meanest thing she could think of. Whatever she could think of, she would scream at him, basically, and, like...
Sounds like Danny was dating her.
Well, you won't tell the story, so now I have to.
I know, but you're adding details that I don't remember saying anything.
Well, that's what you were saying.
Okay, yeah, I guess so. She was really crazy, and I think she used to like to instigate fights and get really emotional just so that we could have intense makeup sex. And it worked, because there's nothing like getting really emotional. And then getting really anal.
Well, the thing about her being on her hands and knees, he was saying she would scream at him and just yell at him and just
she would scream.
Talk him into leaving.
There's a couple of times
go ahead.
It got borderline violent. I mean, I never was violent with her, although I wanted to many times. She one time threw a hot curling iron at my head. And just barely missed hitting me and slammed against the wall.
But even if it wasn't hot, that's not the point.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it probably wouldn't have just rested on your face.
Yeah, that's true. And as fast as she threw it, it was cooling down. But things like that. And then it would get really intense and I'd say, fuck it! I'll just fucking leave! And the whole time I was with her, I knew she was crazy and that I wasn't going to end up with her forever. And I never, but I thought at the same time, boy, this is a lot of fun being with this really insane, crazy, emotional person. And, but anyways, anytime we'd have these intense fights, I'd say, all right, I'm leaving, forget it. And then I would really be pissed off and I'd be walking out the door, and I get the door open. She goes, "Chris, wait a minute. You're not just gonna leave like that, are you? Let's talk. Let's just talk about it. You can't just leave. You're just gonna leave in the middle of the night."
So then,
if I was really persistent, she would like just actually run up to the front door and try to stop me, and I'd try to move her. And then if she thought I was going to get real forceful and push her out of the way, she'd get down on her knees. And this happened more than once. She would actually like clutch my ankles and like put her head down on my feet and like beg me not to leave.
Jeez.
And she'd be like crying.
What did that feel like?
It felt like, wow, I'm with a psychopath.
But then things would take a turn basically, right?
Like, and then if I would stay long enough to talk or whatever, like, 2 minutes down the road, she'd like basically be giving me the best blowjob ever.
That was the part that like was crazy to me. When Chris was telling me this, like, she would just be screaming at him, throwing things, grabbing his leg, begging him not to leave, and then blowing him all within like 3 minutes. And it would be like, I was like, how does your brain deal with that?
Well, that's the crazy thing, is like, you get on this high, this emotional high, and then you get on this fucking sex roller coaster.
What do you think made her like that, though?
I don't know. Probably all the times her dad raped her.
I'm laughing now. I don't even know what I'm laughing at.
I know.
I can't think of an excuse for something to say that I'm laughing at.
You think that's funny?
No, I think that's horrible.
I mean, all the times I've watched him rape her alone were bad enough. I don't know what it was. She probably had some dad issues. She probably had issues with every member of her family.
Yeah, but this girl was so sexual even in like 8th grade. There were two girls at our school that were like, you could just see it in their eyes that they, I mean, I don't even think it, maybe it did have to do with being something happening when she was a kid, but also some girls are just, they like to fuck. I mean, what else can you say? You know, you could just see it in the girl's eyes at 8th grade.
That's what I always say, like, if you watch porno today, you'll see these cute blonde girls and they're doing all the things that women do in pornos.
But they don't mean it.
But they don't really enjoy it.
Right, it's not from the heart. You could tell.
They want you to have a good time and think that they're enjoying it.
Right.
And then there's certain girls that just like to have a dick down their throat.
That is so true.
I don't want to be too blunt.
Well, don't worry, you're not.
I'm glad you kind of eased it in.
Yeah, so was she. But yeah, basically, even when we weren't fighting, no holds were barred. And no holes were barred either.
Oh, man.
Including her best friend.
Yeah, wow.
Any of her holes.
She would try to get her other friends involved, right?
Well, she loved getting it on with chicks. And yeah. So did I. So that's what we had in common.
This is the other part. That's the other part. I don't know if you told Ben about this. About after you guys broke up.
Oh, yeah. I can't get into that.
You can't?
No, I don't think so. I don't want things to get around to people, to other people, and to other people, and end up in a lawsuit.
Yeah, that's true. That's how good Chris is.
Uh-huh.
Well, that ended anticlimactically. Give us something else, something dirty that we can end on instead of that.
She licked my cock while I was fucking her friend.
Holy moly.
Is that true?
Yeah, we might want to edit that out a little bit.
Oh, man. Wow. I can't even imagine that happening.
Oh, I can.
I mean, I can imagine it, but that'll never happen in my life.
Or mine.
Does that make you sad?
It does, kind of. I'm going to be honest. I mean, you know.
Well, I hope it happens again. That's what gets me up in the morning.
Did you ever get corncobbed by her?
Oh, yeah.
And someone else?
That's what started the whole three-way, because I told her I'd always wanted to be corncobbed. And she said, "What's corncobbing?" And I said, "Well, let me explain it to you."
3 minutes later.
And she goes, "Ooh." By the way, you could never have a sexual idea that she wouldn't be like, "Oh, okay."
Seriously, if you had tried to make up something really dirty and scary, do you think she would have went along with it? Like, if you were just doing it almost as a joke?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the girl, because we did talk about her earlier, but it was more along the lines of she wanted me to insult her and be kind of rough with
and
her.
And choke her.
And choke her and slap her, too.
Yeah.
She wanted to get hit.
Wow. Wow.
And I never seemed to be able to hit her hard enough for either of our satisfactions.
This is intense.
Yeah, that's how the corn cobbing thing started, because I suggested that to her. And she, this friend that was actually really hot.
Do I know this friend?
You don't know any of them.
Does Ben know the friend?
Nope.
Man.
Pretty sure no.
Do you have any pictures of this friend?
Nope. Brian knows. Producer Brian knows them
both. Of course, producer Brian knows.
But that's how the corn cobbing, it started with corn cobbing and it ended with some mashed potatoes.
I don't even know what that means.
We'll save that for another episode.
Were you calling it corn cobbing even back then?
Oh yeah. I've been
coined the term like years ago then.
Yeah.
Oh, about 98, I think.
Really?
And interesting story. I always have to bring this up. Like, this is my, I thought like, oh, I was so excited. Like, I'm going to have my corn cob experience.
Right.
And we'd had it all planned out and her hot friend was like into it and she wanted to do it. And so we were out, I think at Applebee's getting toasted. Is that what they say? Toasted?
I don't know.
Do they still say freaked? We were drinking at some chain restaurant.
You're getting crunked up.
And then we started to head back to our place. And then there's always an anchor in any group. And this third girl was like, I want to come with you guys. And
I
wanted to strangle her. I was so pissed off.
Did she ruin it or did it happen that night?
She actually came back to our place. So it was me, my girlfriend, her hot friend who was going to corn cob me, and then this just stray girl who was pretty cute, actually.
But she wasn't going to go along with the experience, probably, right?
Well, that's what I thought at the beginning of the night.
Shut up.
Yeah.
All four?
Danny, I told you the story before.
Wait a minute. I don't remember this. Do you know this, Ben?
I don't know this. Keep going.
This is the best element of the story.
Wow.
I almost said her name. My girlfriend at the time basically plays this move like, hey, you guys, you got to see his cock. And they started like showing each other's boobs. And then my ex was like, here, look at his cock. And like starts basically taking my pants off. And then...
holy moly.
She's like...
Ben, hang on. I got to stop you for 1 second. Ben, be honest. Are you getting at all aroused?
Not physically.
I am. Keep going, Chris.
Oh, God. So then...
I'm just kidding. I'm not.
I don't know what happened, but at some point she leads me into the other room and... with her friend, and that's when
this is the freaky
the hot
one.
Friend.
Okay,
and they start doing that, and then the other friend is kind of thinking, "What the hell's going on?" She's like in the kitchen, and we're over there. We kind of mess around a little bit in the other room, and then we come back into the living room.
Tell me, she was eating a corn cob.
She was just drinking by herself. We go into the other room, and they start doing the corn cob thing while
in front of her.
And they're both naked at this point.
Holy
doing it.
Cow.
And she's just standing there watching, kind of like in shock, like a deer in the headlights.
Right.
And so that at one point, my girlfriend's like, just get over here. And so she walks over.
Like, even the tone of voice is accurate.
And she has her shirt off because they were like flashing each other and doing that whole thing. So she's like, just get over here, whatever. So she walks over, drops to her knees, basically joins in.
Shut up. Oh my God, Chris. I have so much more respect for you than I've ever have.
Wow. I know I've told you this. I've told every human.
I have not ever heard that story, Chris.
And then basically the whole night through, I was so tired by the end of it. But
you did not. Did you do all of them?
I did all of them.
Oh, my Lord. Get out of here.
Yeah, it was the greatest night of my life.
Wow. Chris. I'll
probably never have another day that's ever been that good.
Wow.
And what was funny about it is I was trying to be all diplomatic. Because I didn't want anyone to get jealous. So I had them at one point. It sounds like I'm making this all up, but it really was the only great thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
It's not like this happens all the time. But at one point, I had all three of them and bent over. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go 8 in this one, and then 8 in that one, and then 8 in that one. And I kept trying to keep the number in my head so that nobody felt out of place.
Get out. That is the most awesome thing I've ever heard. Were they all getting off on it, too? Like, were they all...
They seem like they're having a good time.
Oh, man.
So did you have to give your finish to the girlfriend?
Well, see, Yeah, I did.
Damn.
But even though, like, I was completely diplomatic, there was some hurt feelings from her afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. Because she thought I was too into it with the others. And, like, of course I was too into it with the others. Like, I can have her anytime I want.
Right. You don't know when they're showing her back up again.
This might never happen again.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, the odds are this is never going to happen again.
And it never did.
Holy cow. Now do you wish that you hadn't been so diplomatic?
No. It was good.
Wow, that's a great story. I can't believe I've never heard that story.
I wish that you had a camera or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Me too. I have a camera in my mind. And the tracking's all messed up on that memory.
Thank you.